It's Pancake Day, Roma Lodge. It's April 26th from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. Tickets in advance. Travel around town. You'll see them. You can get them at the door, too, right?
You purchase them at the door, yeah, okay. And or online on the day of.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Don. I appreciate you having me on. Thank
Even
you so
you
much
didn't
for this.
Bring any samples with you. I was counting on a plate of hot pancakes.
You asked me
and
twice
sausage.
Now, and I'll remember next time to do so.
Okay. Bill Pucci from Roma Lodge, and looking forward to Pancake Day coming up right now, though. It's 8 o'clock on the nose.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Bells toll for Pope Francis. The Vatican announced this morning the 88-year-old pontiff had died just one day after he blessed the faithful from his wheelchair on a balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
Dear brothers and sisters, happy Easter.
The Pope met privately yesterday with Vice President Vance. We have team coverage, beginning with correspondent Chris Livesay in Rome.
Apart from those gongs, they really pierce a deafening silence that has laid over St. Peter's Square ever since the news broke this morning, just before 10 a.m. local time, that Pope Francis had died. And that silence really stood out in stark contrast to the scenes we witnessed yesterday.
I'm Elaine Kahn in Paris, where the bells of Notre Dame rang out 88 times on the news of the Pope's death. Then the cathedral bells sounded in a continuous loop, heard across the city as Catholics in Paris took in the news. French President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to Pope Francis, who he said fought for justice throughout his life.
The Pope angered some with his message of inclusivity and his outreach to the LGBTQ plus community. John Allen with the Catholic news website Crux.
The Latin term for a pope is Pontifex Maximus, and Pontifex literally means a bridge builder, a pontifex. Is a bridge. And from the beginning to the end over these 12 years, that was how Pope Francis saw his role. He wanted to build bridges between the Catholic Church and the world outside the Church.
Pope Francis also spoke about climate change and the war in Gaza. We've confirmed Defense Secretary Hegseth sent two sets of texts using his encrypted Signal account about an attack on Yemen. The newly uncovered messages went to his brother, his mother, and his lawyer, CBS's Eleanor Watson.
Sources told CBS News, this second chat included information about timing and types of targets F-18 fighter jets would hit on March 15th. The same details that were in the chat that mistakenly included the editor at The Atlantic.
The white supremacist convicted of killing 23 people at a Walmart in El Paso, Patrick Crucius, is expected to plead guilty to state charges today to spare himself the death penalty. KRLD Radio's Chris Fox.
Crucius is already serving 90 consecutive life sentences in his federal court conviction. In his manifesto, Crucius said the shooting was, quote, in response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas.
Dow futures tumbling more than 400 points. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A police chase in Racine Saturday night ended when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign and crashed, critically injuring a 72-year-old man. He was flown to Frederick in Milwaukee. The 36-year-old suspect driver was arrested and is in custody. In a separate incident early yesterday, another fleeing driver was tased and arrested near Saxony. Abbott Labs, already employing many Kenosha County residents, plans to hire 200 more workers in Illinois as part of a $500 million expansion. New facilities at Abbott Park are set to open this year to boost domestic production. The Racine Zoo won a contest run by the Baird Center in Milwaukee, allowing them to host a major fundraising gala at no cost. The event, planned for next year, will help raise money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. And Main Street in Racine will be closed between Gould and Augusta for major road construction. Detours will be posted. The city aims to reopen the road for summer events. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a long 10-day road trip tonight in San Francisco with four games against the Giants, three in St. Louis, three in Chicago against the White Sox. The crew won't be back until Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Yesterday, the Brewers rolled over the A's 14-1. Milwaukee able to steal a franchise nine bases in one game. Manager Pat Murphy says that gets into an opponent's head.
Yeah, I think it rattles any team. You know, so our young guys like to run, and they're excited about playing that type of game.
NBA, the Bucks play the Pacers tomorrow night in Indianapolis for Game 2. Milwaukee losing Game 1 over the weekend. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice with a scrimmage in Madison. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
We did not stop the run the way we need to. The mentality of stopping the run is first. The physicality of this game of football, which is what this place has always been around. And then you can get into some of the schematic things.
That's Wisconsin's Mike Tressel with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It is going to be windy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this morning. We may see a little gradual clearing here by mid to late afternoon. Temperatures steady in the low 50s. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, 37 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Late day showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I played tennis with Portia over the break, just one set of tennis. And 2 weeks later, I still have a stiff neck right there. And I've heard of tennis elbow. I've never heard of tennis neck. I guess you could hurt your neck watching tennis. I can imagine that, like, and then the noises the players make as well. I'm in good shape, but no matter how much I work out, you know, as you get older, you hurt yourself doing anything at all. How many of you hurt yourself just sneezing? Anybody? Yeah. How many of you just pulled something just raising your hand to answer that question? It's crazy. One of my riders, Lauren, hurt her shoulder picking up her nephew. Now, he's 27, so that doesn't count. I have a friend who pulled a muscle when she was shaving her legs, which, you know, how do you prepare for that? Your trainer asks your fitness goals. Shaving the other leg, actually, that's my goal. Sometimes you hurt yourself when you're not doing anything at all. Once, and I'm not proud of this, I hurt myself sleeping. I don't know if anybody's had this. I went to bed, nothing hurt. I was fine. I woke up, and I was like, did I get caught in a rock slide last night?
Magical Mystery Tour, The Beatles. Hello, goodbye. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN. It's 8:11. Looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 55. Becoming clear, lows 41 tonight. Sunny, highs 54 tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 50 degrees here at Radio Park. You know, you've made it as an artist when you're able to make ridiculous requests during a tour or an appearance, like the famous Van Halen request of a bowl of M&Ms with the brown ones picked out for each tour stop. Here's a list of other weird requests. Cher, she likes a separate room for her wigs. Rihanna, she likes to have a plush animal print rug to walk on barefoot. Justin Timberlake at his concerts, he has to have the doorknob sanitized every 2 hours. Now, that's not a bad one. I think I would request that one. And Selena Gomez, after her breakup with Justin Bieber in 2014, she had those on her concert tour team with the name of Justin go by different names. And I think my request here is not out of the realm. A little breakfast buffet set up in the morning when I come in at 5:30, have like scrambled eggs, some bacon and sausage, maybe some muffins here set up in the morning, some orange juice. I don't think that's an unreasonable request for what I do. Do you? I don't think so at all. It's 8:12 local news, timeless hits, WRGN with CCR down on the corner.
Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Through these tears that I'm crying, reflect.
I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Go, Diana Ross, Supremes, Reflections, 818, Local News, Timeless Hits, and WRJM. Just bit my lip. That's good. That hurts. Cloudy today with a high near 55. Tonight, becoming clear, lows around 41. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 54. You figure I'd know how to talk without biting my lip. Cloudy, it's 50 degrees now at Radio Park. All right. Is it possible for someone's spirit to contact you from beyond the grave? 42% of people said, yeah, it is. The top signs that a ghost is nearby include a presence, your pets are acting weird, you feel someone touch you. I'm moving. If that ever happens in my house, I don't want to be around. Here's Pete and the beat right now. Do it, Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
For
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Tokens did that song back in the early 60s. They knew it would become the theme song to one of the biggest animated films in history and Broadway musicals, The Lion King. I'll bet not. Hey, this is an odd but true. I'll bet you didn't know this. The flag that Apollo 11 astronauts planted on the moon came from Sears. A NASA employee bought it off the shelf for $5.50 right before the mission. Who knew? Odd but true.
Like a bird in the sky.
Surf City, local news, Chandler Sids, WRJN. You've heard of pub crawls before. We do it downtown in Racine. They do pub crawls all the time. A 69-year-old guy in Australia broke a world record for hitting 120 different bars in 24 hours. He had to order a drink at each one of them and consume at least 4 ounces, but they didn't have to be alcohol. Because, you know, 24 hours of drinking. I'm sure his mom was proud of him. A new world record. 120 bars in 24 hours. Woo! That's no pub crawl. Downtown Racine is a little bit different. All right, it's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check news this morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police say a 72-year-old man is fighting for his life after a Saturday night chase ended in a crash at Victory and Lathrop. Flight for Life was called with the victim flown to Milwaukee. The suspect, a 36-year-old man, was taken into custody with formal charges not yet filed. In another Racine police chase early yesterday, officers tased a driver who fled and later stopped near Saxony. Protesters gathered on overpasses over the weekend. It was part of what's called a national Stop the Cuts campaign, targeting the Trump administration's reduction in federal funding. There were several vehicle-based events, including a demonstration on Wisconsin Avenue above 43 in Milwaukee. Similar protests were held across the area, including in Union Grove, Muskego, and Oconomowoc. The Racine Zoo has won a contest which will allow them to raise some big dollars. The Baird Center in Milwaukee ran a contest for area groups looking to hold a fundraiser in their fancy gala space. A statement says the Racine Zoo beat out over 120 applicants and will hold a Milwaukee fundraising event next year at no expense. Zoo officials say they'll be raising money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. Racine drivers should prepare for a 2-month shutdown on Main Street. It'll be closed between Gould and Augusta as major road construction kicks off. The city aims to have the road back open for summer events like the Lighthouse Run and the 4th of July Parade. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be windy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this morning. We may see a little gradual clearing here by mid to late afternoon. Temperatures steady in the low 50s. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, 37 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Late day showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
See, at least they make movies for white people to enjoy. Real movies with plots, with actors, not rappers, with real names like Catch Me If You Can, you know, like Saving Private Ryan. Black movies don't have real names. You get names like Barbershop. That's not a name, that's just a location. Barbershop, Cookout, Car Wash. They've been making the same movie for 40 years. That's right, you know Laundromat's coming soon. And after that, check cash in place.
The sun's rising, the coffee's burning. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back. 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night, wanting to hold her tight. I've tried so hard to convince myself that this feeling just can't be right.
And their sister Rose, Too Late to Turn Back Now. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Here's a really interesting story from our archives. The coffee chain Tim Hortons accidentally sent an email telling thousands of customers they won a $40,000 fishing boat. Now, a bunch of angry Canadians were demanding their boats and threatening a class action lawsuit. Nearly 2,000 people are demanding their boats. That probably wouldn't happen because there's fine print. Tim Hortons has the right to cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there's any sort of error made. And they might get something because this has happened before to Tim Hortons. Once before, the year before, in March of 2023, they told a bunch of people they'd won $10,000 cash. Each customer ended up getting a $50 gift certificate for their trouble. Who's running the contest at Tim Hortons where they're giving away boats to 40,000 people and money and cash? Here's Pat Clark.
My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, wider than the sky. My love is brighter than the brightest star that shines every night above. And there is nothing in this world that can ever change my love. Something happened to my heart.
The nighttime, it's 8:43, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. In political news, do you think a U.S. president can ever win with 100% of the vote? Well, in the second presidential election, both parties picked George Washington, that's right, as their nominee. He won the election with 100% of the vote, so I guess it can happen. In medical news, a study found you're less likely to develop dementia later in life if your job requires you to think a lot. Lets me out, I guess, huh?
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Bread, get around the Beach Boys. It took me years to figure out what they were saying in that song. And one day I looked at the lyrics on Google and I found out what they were saying. 848, local news, time for the hit to WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 55. Becoming clear tonight, lows 41. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 54. That's nice. Right now, cloudy 49 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, obviously you shouldn't trash your boss on Facebook because that'll get you fired. Here's some other ways it could hurt your career on social media. You should rethink the stuff that you like. Your profile picture should be readdressed. Your email address you're using, your privacy settings, and the stuff your friends post. That's right, even your friends can hurt your career. And yeah, you shouldn't trash your your boss on Facebook. I learned that the hard way. It's the Guess Who, These Eyes, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere the legendary, historic AM frequency of 1400.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms
WRJN.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Count Me In. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:55. Radio is actually good for your health. Did you know that? See, I knew that. Turn up that radio. A study found listening to the music on the radio can help prevent dementia as you get older. Now, they say learning to play an instrument can do the same thing, but radio's better. We know that, right? It's going to be cloudy today with a high near 55, clear tonight and sunny tomorrow right now. 49 degrees and cloudy here at Radio Park with sweet baby James Taylor, Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. You look down upon me, Jesus. You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire. Sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come.
sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now.
James Taylor had a brother, still does. Livingston Taylor is his brother. And I remember once in my high school, we had a concert with Livingston Taylor. Sounds just like James Taylor, by the way. They sound exactly alike. We couldn't afford the James Taylor, so we got the Livingston Taylor concert. It was pretty good. We sold a lot of tickets. I remember that. Hey, Kurt Ballman is reliving his high school glory days weekday afternoons at 5 with his 5 o'clock class reunion set of timeless hits. Each afternoon, he'll feature three songs from the same year that you help him select. Go to WRJN.com and enter your favorites from today, 1971. A great year for music. Listen to Kurt Ballman beginning at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on WRJN. But before Kurt, we've got Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the open house on the 16th Street Business Center, the old Von Schrader Center building. And we're going to talk to Jim Messier about the open house there, where you can walk through the building and see a lot of artists and a lot of stuff there. Anyway, that's tomorrow morning at 7:05. It's 9 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news at the top of the hour.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A day after Pope Francis delivered an Easter message to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square, the Vatican announced the Pope had died. Now his followers are paying tribute.
It's a very sad day for the Roman Catholic faith.
He was a lovely Pope. We're very sad about it. And in a way, feel privileged to be here in this moment.
Reporter Rich Lamb covered Francis' first public moments at the Vatican.
If you remember, his election, when he came out, you know, the people wait for the Pope to bless them, the new Pope. Instead, he asked the people to pray for him immediately, and he refused the fanciest of papal garb. He said no to the red shoes and made humility the centerpiece, really, of his papacy.
Francis also angered some by reaching out to the LGBTQ plus community. He spoke about climate change and the war in Gaza. The Pope spent more than a month in the hospital over the winter where he was treated for double pneumonia. The Vatican says he died at his St. Martha residence.
I'm Vicki Barker at the